Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. It's 2023, y'all, and I scared the puppy. I'm here in person live with my family. It's been too long. Many years, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the voice you heard before I introduced her is my lovely wife, Liz.
Hola.
And Lizzie.
Hello.
And Axel. And if you hear a puppy growling, it's Echo. It's like New Year, and it's like a past life day season, so here we go. We are getting started with the bang because it's 2023, and right away, what do we got? Bad Batch! So, heck yes. I am excited for it. As you know, we are, we're something of a Star Wars animated family ourselves. Okay, so just real quick, I'm going to go over the business. Make sure you go check us out at theroguerebels.com. Make sure you like our Facebook page. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and Hive at The Rogue Rebels. And we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fan. Also, we have podcast playlists, sorting our episodes into little things. Lizzie, you have your own podcast.
Yes, I have Star Wars Geek Girl. It has been good. Good 2022. We're going to have a good 2023, and we're also probably talking about Bad Batch.
Sweet. Did you guys get anything good for Christmas? What was your spoils of war, if I may say so?
I got a Vi Marotti doll. Thank you, Dad.
Rad.
I got really cool earbuds or headphones from Mom. Very,
yes,
very nice.
We all got awesome
good
headphones.
Quality.
I'm using them right now.
I got Skyward Sword. Axel got me an amiibo figure that I can use for Skyward Sword.
Amiibos.
It's the Zelda one, so you can just like fly whenever you want to. Like you can just teleport.
You got Loft Wings on call? No.
Loft Wings.
From Skyloft. Not Loft.
Same thing.
The Loft Hole.
You sound like Steel.
Hey, you guys. Kangaroo.
We should see Steel more often in 2023.
Okay, fair. We'll put that on the calendar. How about you, Axe? Oh.
Thank you.
What, did you have a good life day?
I had a very nice life day.
Yeah? Anything cool?
Anything cool.
I mean, like, we kind of all got, like, I know my wife appreciates it less than the rest of us, but we kind of have a PS5 in the house now, so that's pretty good.
We do.
I hate it.
I love Thor. Not okay. The Marvel
so you're
Thor.
Yeah, you're playing God of War too, so you're happy about that. I basically am waiting for Jedi Survivor in the meantime, dying on Fortnite. And playing Far Cry 6.
Yes.
And yeah, go ahead, continue, Axel.
I got earbuds. And then I got
Sweet.
Headphones.
Sweet.
And then I got a shirt that says Save Ferrix.
Rad. Can't wait to see it.
I'll put it on right now.
Okay. I mean, that won't help people on the podcast, but yeah.
Anyway, I got this nice jacket, but it's not here yet. It's still in South Antarctica.
I don't think that's where it is, but okay.
It says it's been shipped, but it's not here yet.
Okay.
So it's like an aviator jacket, but it's not really an aviator jacket. It's just a really cool brown jacket. I'm going to put the Ezra symbol in the back of it.
Okay. Good plans.
Right on. Why is nobody else talking?
Well, that was your turn. Now it's my wife's turn. Did you have a good life day?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. My kid made it home. Solicia's here.
My mom was here. She barely made it, too. Oh, yeah, that one she too. Was flying Southwest, so she had to, you know, like, do it on her own.
I feel so bad about that.
She almost walked.
Yeah, that was horrible. But she made it. She was here, and she probably would have preferred very nice to have her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I had an amazing time.
Get anything cool?
Present-wise? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. We got this amazing chocolate from Lizzie. What is the name of the chocolate? What is it from?
It's from Switzerland. Swiss. They're Swiss chocolates.
Remember the brand? It was delicious.
Like something. It was delicious. Do you still have yours, Dad?
Yeah. I didn't read the title.
Okay. And, yeah. So that was good.
Okay. Chocolate.
Really good chocolate.
Cool. Okay. Let's see. We all got headphones, so that was rad.
We're a family with cool headphones.
Yes. So we're very happy about that.
But one other thing that we got that was pretty cool was money, which means we got to spend the money on what we like.
Yeah.
So I got this really cool blue shirt that Mother hates. She only hates it because it's made out of like this really like warm material and it's about to be summer. But I'm going to make it into like a pre-war outfit.
Well, you can wear it until it gets hot.
I got sketchbooks.
Sweet. I got books. Barnes & Noble was like 50% off hardcover. So I ran into like three of them. And I got Art of High Republic. And I got a couple of the Insider Fiction collections.
I did get a book
too. So that was rad.
For Junjito.
I didn't get anything with my cash, but I'm going to invest it in a high yield savings account.
Sweet.
I got book as well.
Just going to turn it into money. Yeah, you did. You got your Majora's Mask thing, right?
It was like Majora's Mask and A Link to the Past.
Ooh, Link to the Past is my favorite.
Yes. That's did bad. You know that Link didn't... Never mind. It's impossible to get through to you.
Anyway, I also got a Bo-Katan helmet, and I really like it. I don't know why I need more helmets, but apparently I do.
The chocolates are called Latterac. I don't think I'm saying it correctly. Do you know Swiss or the...
I do not know Swiss. You're asking the wrong person.
What's a Cadillac?
That's a car.
Huh.
Weirdo.
But they're very good. I went and it was like in an area mall with like an outdoor mall with all really, really fancy like Gucci, Chanel, Vuitton and stuff like that. Stores, and I found that chocolate place. And it was they gave.
La Derroche.
Thanks, Mama. And yeah, they were giving out a lot of free samples to try every chocolate. So I tried a lot of chocolates.
And then you came back with like a mustache, and then you came back with glasses, and then you came back with like your hair in a ponytail.
No, they just kept giving it to me. I was like, can I try the pistachio one again? They're like, yeah, sure, take it. Hmm. They're very chill, very cool, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway.
Swiss people. Who'd have thunk? let's see. We did not watch it. The only holiday movie we watched is Noel. Noel?
Yeah, Noel. What was it? I was trying to get us to watch the
Home Alone. We didn't watch Home Alone. We didn't watch
The Christmas Story, the second one.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get to watch
it. I kept being like, yeah, let's do it. And you were like, oh, but like Willow.
Yeah, we were trying to watch Willow. But like
Ghost. Really?
Yeah.
Well, Ghost?
Everybody's into Ghosts right now. And also, we only have Paramount for like 2 months. But yeah, I did want to watch Christmas Story, but we didn't.
And Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone. We should have just put that on the background.
Yeah. Instead, we had to watch Noel.
No.
Noel was fine. Mm-hmm. Noel's okay.
Uh-huh. Super cute.
It's good.
All right. I'm not. I thought it was good.
I like that Santa can speak to everyone. Knows sign language, knows every language. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
I like that little feature.
Okay, 2022. We got a lot of stuff. Did you guys have a favorite Star Wars thing from 2022?
The Studio Ghibli short.
Nice pull. I'm going to, cheat because I think Lightsaber Academy was my favorite 2022 thing. because I actually got to be a Jedi and like you teach got to people be a, lightsaber stuff. You were a Star Wars? And I'm a Star Wars, and I'm like a canon thing in the thing now, you kind are a of Star like. War. One Jedi had a YouTube channel or something, and that's me.
I feel like Quinlan Voss would have a YouTube channel and a TikTok.
Rad.
But he would just do like parkour. What do you or think, like actually? Try foods from around.
He would be like Ninja Boy, you know. He would dress up in his like little. I don't know if you've ever played Super Mario 3.
Yes.
You know how
yes,
he,
I have.
He turns into an animal and he flies around?
I was there when the dark magic was written.
That's exactly what this guy does.
Okay, so...
he dresses up as, like, an otter, and then he, like, does parkour. He's like, whoop! And he, like, slams into, like, a bunch of flour. And then he, like... and then he, like, runs in, and then he tries to get it. He's like... But he does really good parkour. He just hits his. He just gets hit in the face a lot. Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a physical bit.
Oh, I can actually show you.
No, that's okay. No, just tell me what's your favorite 2022 Star Wars thing.
2022 Star Wars thing. What came out in the year 2022?
Book of Boba Fett, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the High Republic stuff ended.
It's kind of hard. That was like 4 years ago.
No, that was 2022. We got Tales of the Jedi, Andor.
I think I'm going to have to say Andor.
That makes sense. Yeah. That was, like, that's probably my favorite, like, show that we got.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah.
I don't think that they can ever top that.
Andor's really good. Well, we'll see what they do in season two, right?
Like, that and Rebels, I don't think.
Yeah, that and Rebels were, like, the ultimate best Star Wars ever, ever, ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of disappointed. Like, when I heard the phrase, these kids lost in space, I thought it would mean, like, they're lost... somewhere on a foresty place on Endor. Oh,
I imagine they might get lost in places like that. But I think, like I imagine the ship goes places, but we'll talk about that
in a little bit. But they're on it. Why are they on a ship? I thought they were Honey, lost.
Do you have a favorite 2022 thing? Nah, not really? Okay. Moving on. 2023, what are you guys looking forward to the most?
Skeleton Crew.
Skeleton Crew. Interesting. So we got, like, 2023, we should have... We're getting the Bad Batch, obviously, right now. we're also going to have The Mandalorian Season 3, Jedi Survivor, Ahsoka, and Skeleton Crew. So, like, is there anything you guys are, like, really looking forward to?
Ahsoka.
I think Ahsoka because of the Rebels people.
Oh, God. Is Ahsoka going to top Andor? No, it can't.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, God. It's going to top.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you guys have anything you're looking forward to? I mean, Jedi Survivor, too, but, like... I mean, everything, but, like, I think as Rebels people, I'm particularly interested in Rebels people.
Where was Cal Kestis during the OT? Why didn't he ever say hi to Luke?
The Jedi Survivor looks kind of cool. I think that's kind of exciting, but I feel like I need to play the first one first.
You should have done that with your week here.
Say something. Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking to Zoe about a while ago. We podcasted about Bad Batch, like, trailer and the Jedi Survivor trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, I need to go back and, like, play the first one. And she was like, oh, well, you don't have, like, do you know it? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I know it. Mm-hmm. But, like, my dad's going to be like, you should play the first one, though. And she was like, nah, it's okay. And I was like, no, you don't know how he got when I was trying to play Kingdom Hearts.
You should, but you don't have to.
Like, I played Kingdom Hearts 1. Try to go to 2, you were like, no. You
could play Kingdom Hearts 2 and skip Chain of Memories, Coded, 358 and a half days, and all that stuff, but then you, like, won't have the full story. But you could.
That's mm-hmm. the equivalent of saying anyway, you should play Ocarina of Time that's before what I went. Majora's Mask.
And then Zoe was like, I don't think I'm going to be playing Kingdom Hearts anytime soon. And I was like, yeah. Just watch someone play it, or mm-hmm. something.
But you kind of did that with Fallen Order, right?
Yeah. Thanks.
You don't have to play it. You already know the story. You'll be caught up. Oh, there's actually a book coming out that you should read because it's coming out right before the game and it's called Battle Scars. And it's supposed to take place before.
It's called Battle Scars?
Yeah.
Mama, remember that one line in Twilight where Bella, where you been, loca? Bella is like, oh, where'd you get those scars? And he's like, Battle Scars.
I don't remember that.
But anyway... that's what I'm kind of excited for, but I need to finish the first game. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Oh, so Jedi Survivor is what you're looking forward to most?
I think so. I just like that it's not co-op, but like I liked whatever I saw with like the trailer. Like
the bro the moves. The guy
that was like pretty much a brasso. Yeah. I'm guessing he's like the brasso of the story, and they'd like do a flip.
Yeah, his name's Bode.
He totally looks like brasso, right?
His name's Bode.
Like long hair.
Thanks, Bode.
Bode or Bo?
Bode.
Bode.
Yeah.
Broad?
No.
No.
What, like broadsword?
No.
Wait.
I'm so confused.
It's not that hard.
Isn't broad like woman?
Yeah, isn't that a woman?
I mean, it could be. It could also mean very but wide, also, like, or it could also mean
broadsword.
Broadsword is a type of sword.
Woman man?
That's probably not what that means. I don't know.
Woman can.
Like, those, I don't think they're related.
But, okay. Let's get into it.
Into the Bad Batch?
Yes.
Slaughter into the Bad Batch Season 2?
Yes.
Okay. Two episodes.
I have so many things that I could do with the crabs. Cook so many things.
Right off the bat. Spoils of War.
Crab cakes.
There's two episodes. Spoils of War and Ruins of War. So the episode opens, of course, with seafood.
Crab boil.
Yeah. Because like...
What would you do with the crab?
It reminded me of Resistance because I miss flying seafood.
What when you made lobster, it was
really good.
Yeah.
You made lobster?
What seafood do you don't remember? Like, Mom?
We had lobster tacos from the Freddie Prinze Jr. cookbook.
Lobster tacos?
It was bomb.
What in the world?
Does jambalaya have crab?
Yes.
Does that count?
It usually has like a bunch of different kinds of meat.
What else has crab? I don't like stuffed crabs. Stuffed crabs is fine.
Gumbo.
Oh, I like gumbo.
Gumbo's good.
Okay. That's my final answer then.
Okay. So they're running away from these giant blue-orange crabs.
Okay.
With the box or something.
Yes, crabs are bigger than Wrecker.
And that's great, you know, that's a change.
I like giant seafood, but I like when they fly like in Resistance.
I just like when they show them like getting eaten afterwards, like in Resistance.
And in Kenobi.
Oh, that's true. When that Jakus got ja-cooked.
Do you remember the video I sent you?
Wow.
Of this guy that was eating crabs.
I am married to this guy.
You're welcome. Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
Anyway, and then we see them getting running away. And then Omega. We see Omega. She's like a little...
They're back. Everybody's back.
She's not grown up, but she's like a little older.
And they're all on the beach. And you can see their new armor. How do you guys... Do you like their outfits?
Yeah. I didn't recognize their outfits at all. Like, I recognize Omega.
I mean, they were, like, mostly
bit.
This. Well, hers is, like, completely different.
Yeah.
But most of them
hers
are, like,
cute.
Similar.
I like her hat.
But they have, like, more colors, like, orange and stuff on it. Like, Wrecker has, like, another pauldron on top of his pauldron. And, like,
I feel like they should
bandanas.
Be trying to blend in, though. Like, that's not
I mean,
blending
blend into
in
what?
At all.
They're wearing armor.
Yeah, but it's still, like, kind of clone armor.
Yeah, that's true. I like, mean, it's becoming more them as they... go along,
they could
I guess.
Spare a few whatever coins they have to actually have a new outfit.
Okay. Well, maybe they just all spent their money on Omega. And got her a hat.
Omega have a good hat. They went to Old Navy.
Old Navy. They got a sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the like crabs. Beach looked really, really cool. I thought when you first put the trailer on, I thought it was a video game, like for like Chrono Cross or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Very Arnie vibes.
Yeah.
yeah, like the whole beginning was cool and they're like doing a little mission and they're like running away from all the wildlife and like Omega shoots like the crab and jumps on it and does
the crab.
She's not supposed to be out of the ship. Oh, Tech teaches her. So Tech is teaching her how to fly stuff.
Well, no, he's teaching her like homeschooling her pretty much.
Right. But like also like how to, because she's like, oh, like the final lesson, like can I get another lesson? And he's like, okay. But then like later it's like Hunter and them. Is it a Lambda class shuttle or a something class shuttle? Lambda. Yay.
You did it.
You done it. Which is like basically like she is good at Star Wars trivia.
Yes. Very good. Like only at ships though, probably. And maybe like clones.
So far that we know of.
And then they get attacked by crabs. She tries to get away, but then she's with the crabs, and she has her bow. She's really good at her bow.
Mm-hmm.
Tech flies away, tries to pick her up.
Yes.
And so she, like, hits the crabs because the crabs, like, have a little defense...
Shield.
...mechanism, their little shield of their shell, and she jumps on it and then, like, She's getting really good at things.
Yeah.
Maybe not, like, smart later in the episodes, but, like, she's very good at parkour and archery.
I think she's an excellent addition and part of the team.
Yes.
So they get out, they escape, and they do their little mission or whatever. And they get back to, is it Ord Mantell? That's the planet, right?
I don't know planets.
Okay.
Only it's Omega Sid's could planet. This. Well, not only.
Wherever Sid is. And they, like, Sid's meeting with somebody, and their name is Fee Genoa. And, like, it's a new pirate person.
She's sassy.
Yeah. I like her. And she's very much like, look at what's up with these clones. This one's too big. That one's too little. This one's weird. And then, but she likes tech.
Yeah. She's and like, then tech hey, was hey. Decided to be like tech.
Yeah.
And she was like, never mind.
Yeah. And then she was like, anyway, bye. If y'all like me to do stuff, like, this is the good one. And basically, Hunter wants them to, like, just kind of lay low. He's like, we got everything we need. Let's just lay low and, like, do nothing. And Echo wants to do more because he's like, we could be helping more people. He's like, we helped Omega. Like, we're here because of Omega. And Omega's like, oh. But he's like, no, we should be helping more people like Omega. Like, she takes it all bad. Like, oh, they're here because of me.
That's
like,
what I thought.
Yeah. And he's like, no, we should be helping everybody, not just Omega. Like, but anyway, like, that's... I thought that was really cool.
It was confusing.
Yeah, and Hunter's like, no.
For a little kid that, like, you know, she, like, you know, I can see it, you know?
Yeah, but they're all little kids. They're all the same. Omega's the oldest.
Yeah, but they're more mentally developed.
Are they?
In war.
Are they? I don't know if they are.
Definitely more experienced.
That's fair. At war... And getting off of a Kamino, I guess. So they end up going to... So, like, the thing is, like, that there are all these treasures on Sereno because, like, Dooku's castle is all wrecked and stuff because they lost the war. So they're like, we can go there with just, like, one of those chests and it'll be enough that we could, like, retire and find a place to lay. Except Echo's like, no, we could be doing something better with that money. You know?
And, yeah. I just thought it was cool because, like, everyone's trying to get to Dooku's, like, stash.
Yeah.
Like, in that book, like, they...
The Lost Treasure of Count Dooku.
Mm-hmm. Like, they went to collect his stash, and his stash was Fives.
Kix, sorry. Fives is dead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Fives is way dead.
Yeah.
Kix should be dead, but Kix he got...
Kix is way alive.
Yeah.
In perfect hibernation.
Kix. I like his name.
Mm-hmm.
The cereal's really good.
Yeah, it's a cereal I used to get you guys all the time.
Oh, I didn't like that cereal.
Why? See, so I told you.
It was so good.
I used to buy you guys Kix all the time until you guys were like, oh, why do you guys always buy this one?
It's no, so weird. I liked Kix.
And then Axel the other day was like, how come you never get us Kix? And I was like, I used to. And you guys were like, no, I don't
like it. No, that was you.
Apparently.
I don't like cereal. The only cereal I like is Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you and your mom can agree on cereals. Karn. So they go, but like they're going for different reasons. Hunter wants to go to like one last job, you know, like, and then we can retire on a beach somewhere without giant crabs.
Homeschool Omega.
Yeah, and then Echo's like, no, we should do this job so we can get enough money to do more jobs helping people. Puppy attack. Hey, puppy. Enough, Axel.
Echo, stop being mad at Omega.
Enough. Enough, savage puppy. Enough. So they go there and they're like doing a whole like Metal Gear sneaking mission to like get up to get the thing. And there's like a bomb distraction that's like planted to go off so that all the soldiers will go on that side or whatever. And they get spotted.
Yeah. They do. I think they could have just taken a whole crate. But also later in the episode, I know that was not possible. But at that moment, I was like, just take
it. Right, right.
Or just be like Chopper. Take the entire thing.
Oh, like take the whole ship.
Yeah.
Chopper took the whole ship and made a friend on that day. So like the ship starts taking off, and like, who is it? It's a Echo,
Omega, and
do not yawn on the podcast.
Echo, Omega, and Tech.
Yes.
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 Echo, and then Wrecker and
Wrecker Hunter and were Hunter together. Or like, yeah, they were like doing the.
They got a box. They got a little box.
Oh yeah, they had one.
And then they forgot it like after this episode. Whatever.
No, they like dropped it. Remember, it
they
fell.
Put it no the so they took a box, they put it in the woods, and then they realized that there were troops, and then they realized they were like they got spotted.
Right. Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, gotta go help these guys, and then they try to get on the crate, like on the side while it was taking off, and they were like, anyway, we gotta let go. And I was like, why? Why did you let go? Just keep like.
Yeah. So they did not get spoils of war. And basically it ends when, like, the other three, like, Tech, Omega, and Echo are trapped on the ship, and the other two are trying to figure out what to do. And yes. They're like, maybe you guys should get an escape pod. And then they sort of get spotted, and, like, the next episode, the guy's like, wait, shoot all the escape pods so they can't get on the escape pods.
I don't know why, but I think it was just because it looked like a train, but it reminded me of Beverly Hills, where they're, like, the chihuahua and the the dog, two dogs. Like,
what train from Beverly
Hills? Are Beverly Hills chihuahua. They're on the train, and they're just there, and then they have to jump off. That's it.
All right.
But yeah, it ends with that, and then Tech is like, I have an idea. We'll make our own escape pod.
No, because Omega knows all the stuff, and she's like, hey, this is the escape. They have the, like, maneuvering thrusters, right?
And then they, like, they don't kill the clones. They, what's it called?
Oh, yeah, the whole time they have it on stun.
Yeah, and then there's one guy that got stunned, and then he got up, and, you know, you could see how he got up. I love animation, because, like, it's the little things, mm-hmm. like, because, you know, if he was just walking normal, you just think, oh, that's the first time he got stunned, but he, like, got up, he was like, ah, and like held his head, and then they went, prah.
And they got him again. So I thought they were stunning them so they didn't want to kill clones.
Yeah.
Okay, did you guys have any other theories about that? That's what I thought.
I mean, I also think that they probably just don't like to kill either, but also it's like their brethren, look, kind of.
We have one whole season, and they were not using stun, right?
Against clones?
No, not against clones. Just, like, in their random stuff. So that's why I'm like, I think it's clones that they don't want to kill.
Yes.
So humans are... Regular humans are okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's their brothers.
We can't kill our brothers.
But also, what if it's not anymore? Like, because there could be some stormtroopers regular now, right? People.
Well, no, this time they were clones.
Well, but at least they had clones. They're starting to replace them soon.
Yeah, that's true. But they had clone armor, I guess. Is why I thought they were clones. Like the other ones, remember they were like stormtroopers?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean I think that's just probably what it is. Everyone is trying to not kill these clone troopers, even though it's like, mm-hmm. just do it. They're like so far gone at this point. Because even Ahsoka was like, no, we cannot kill them.
They all died.
And then they all died.
They all died anyway.
Like, she was like, I don't want to kill any of them. And then they all, like, crashed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She didn't kill them, though. She just set Darth Maul loose on them. Oh, good times. Okay. So, they, like, crashed the little container as an escape pod. And then, like, there was very much, like, a lot of Omega being like, no, we can still take the treasure. Come on. And, like, Omega feels all guilty. Because she thinks that, like, they need the money so that they can have a better life. Because she's like, y'all are stuck like this because of me. You know. And it's like, she's, like, intent on... So they're, like, the container is, like, on the edge of a cliff, of course. And it's falling, just like every movie ever. And she's, like, reaching back in a very Last Crusade, like, manner.
It's like Jurassic Park. The second one? Second one?
I prefer Last Crusade.
Second one, because he has a kid in the second one. Or, like, it's not his kid.
But, like, but that's where, kid. Like, yeah, it falls, like, they're on the rope and the train falls down around them.
It was a, like, a truck.
Yeah, this double-decker truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. That's a cool shot. I remember.
I feel like there's so many other times that that's happened too.
No, but this was very much like the person reaching back. Hey, let go. Okay, so then they do the, so they crash the thing. They don't get the money again. Oh, but Omega like fills her little familiar backpack.
Oh, well, that's when they go.
Oh, that's and when they go back, huh?
They find someone like following them. And then Omega has like her little bow.
Yeah.
And is like, I'm gonna shoot you. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me who you mm-hmm. are, where you from. And then he's like trying to be cool and be like, I don't even know. And then Tex like, I think your house is like that way. He's like, yeah. Ah.
It's like a heat signature.
He's Serenian.
Yes.
Serranoian. I just associate Dooku's planet called Serrano.
Sereno.
Yeah.
But it's like Serrano.
It's kind of like that that scene from Captain America, I think, is when he goes into the, you know, where they're like trying to get people to go to work. It's almost like a recruitment facility, but they're also doing a medical exam. Mm-hmm. Right? And so he goes in and basically says, how do you feel about Nazis? No, how do you feel about Germans, right? And so he goes and says that, you know, the doctor goes and says that people forget that Hitler first terrorized his own people. So same thing with these guys over here. Like, everybody's like had this perception about who these people were because they were part of the separatist movement, but the reality is that they were also being victimized.
I see where this mm-hmm. is now.
Yeah, and like, remember later, like when they're like, Omega's like, we should go back, we have to get the money, you could come with us and we'll give you a bunch of the money, and he's like, I'm not touching that money.
Yeah, you know? He says it's cursed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that Hitler, like, before was like an artist or something. I wasn't sure what the thing was going, and then I realized. And then I got smart.
History.
History.
Repeats itself.
In animation. Mm-hmm. In animated form.
But Tech got busted. But not as bad as Nemec.
Nemec style. Anytime anyone gets crushed by anything, I'm going to be like Nemec style. Yeah.
No, when Omega like put the money in her backpack, I was like, oh, that's not enough to kill Nemec.
No, because... nothing, man. Well, they were falling, right?
Yeah.
And then something slides on Tech.
Hit his leggy.
And just like...
But it's so funny to think of the way, like, it's weird, like, in these little patterns, like, the way that animation works is it takes, like, forever to make. So they probably started working on that stuff, like, 3 years ago, like, before they started working on Andor. And then it comes out and you're like, oh, they did it just like Andor. And it's like, actually.
Actually? you have to push in your glasses when you say it, Dad.
No.
Yeah, maybe they were just in like a body crushing, like both of them are in a body crushing mood. You know, mm-hmm. They were like
Lucasfilm was on that body crushing train. I can't wait to read the High Republic book where like somebody gets crushed by something
heavy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Tech only got a little bit crushed, not totally.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing about communication, right? She partially hears something, and immediately in her head. Like, she imagines this to be something. Mm-hmm. And then she goes and does a lot of nonsense things just because she's trying to prove herself, right?
But she also feels guilty.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, again, it's because of the communication issues.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's because she feels guilty and it's...
I'm sorry, he just didn't say it right.
Well, no, Echo is not a... what's the word? Like a therapeutic talker. Echo is very straightforward and like, I don't care. Echo's not the nice one of the group.
Yeah. Well, he's not mean either.
He's not wrong either.
Yeah.
But also, like, he is very direct. Like, no matter your feelings. He's like, I don't have time for this. I'm half robot and I was, like, almost dead for 3 seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
I mean, like...
They're also not, like, actually... Like, I don't know. Echo could have also just, like, lowered his voice.
Or scan the room. Do it. You know, this is a new concept. Scan the room before you start talking shit.
Yeah, you're a robot. Scan the room.
Yeah. Or, like, y'all, like, aren't y'all recon fucking specialists? Y'all don't have little communications? Just put your helmets on and be like...
Hey, only, beep, only to Hunter.
And then somebody else in the room be like, why do they two have their helmets on?
Anyway.
All I'm saying is, I don't know, puppy. All I'm saying is, whoa. All I'm saying is, like, I think I agree out of the family. I think I agree with Echo. Like, I feel like they should be, like, they're people that can help people. I also kind of agree with Hunter, and that's like she doesn't deserve that life. But also, like, why don't you drop her off on Sorgan or somewhere really nice where she can like hang and chill and have a good little life? Mm-hmm. But you guys are capable of helping people. Like, you guys have the skills and the willpower and the like things that are needed in the galaxy right now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Echo, like, we should be doing more.
But she also needs family, since hers was taken from her.
Okay, that's fair. News for you.
But there's a lot of clones. Oh no, they tried that.
What?
What family?
With Cut. Cut and Sue LaQuane.
Yeah.
They almost sent her off to live with them.
I meant like the Kaminoan.
Okay, but they were not really her family. And I think that they are more...
Echo says they are family.
Echo, get out of the family.
Echo doesn't agree with the digitalized Echo.
They are more of a family. They are their family. Not the Kaminoans. These people are family.
The one Kaminoan. The, like, scientist.
But she's dead.
Yeah, that's why I said she's dead.
Okay, but they can't send her.
No, I'm saying...
It looks like almost all the Kaminoans are, Kaminoans are dead.
I'm just saying that she needs a family, and that is her family. What she deems as her family now. She has proclaimed this her family. Mm-hmm. She has asserted her dominance as her family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some family hunt, and some family, they do different things. You know, so...
Supernatural.
Yes, supernatural. So, like, what's the... I just don't understand. I mean, like, yes, we want to give her a good life, but it sounds like she's enjoying herself. Yeah.
But it's also dangerous. It's like they are putting her in danger every time they do something.
But it seems to me that that was kind of why she was created, right?
I don't know why she was created.
We don't really know yet.
I don't know what like was, you know, like even in season one, Cut LaQuane is like, you know, Kaminoans do everything for a reason or something like that, that we never really understood. So who knows? But yeah, for all intents and purposes, she has definitely claimed these fools as her family. You know?
Yeah. But anyway, so they meet that guy. That's when
his name is Romar, by the way.
Oh, sorry. This is the Serrano.
Romar the Serrano.
Spicy but Romar. She's told, like, she wants to go back. Tech and Echo are like, no, we're not going back. Even though they would have had plenty of time to go back and grab a little thing and then leave. Whatever. They wanted to, like, wait, and then all of a sudden be like, oh no, our child that was so persistent on getting these gems, I wonder where she is. Dang. Like, sirs.
Meanwhile, Hunter and Wrecker are trying to get back to the Marauder. And does Hunter build a, like... like rocket launcher out
of
Wrecker. Pieces of Wrecker.
Because Hunter was like, "Do you have any more bombs?" Because they were surrounded by all of these clones.
Yeah, smoke bombs.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Actually, give me that piece over there. I'll make one."
Lizzie, I hate when I'm playing a video game and the only thing I have left are smoke bombs. That is the worst.
I see. So he makes a tiny portable rocket launcher. Yeah.
Thing. I mean, it's not portable, but to Wrecker, it's portable.
Yeah, well, there's a character who's, like, in Overwatch that's Russian, and, like, they have, like, the most powerful weapon, but it's, like, super heavy, so they can't put it on anything. And so this Russian, like, weightlifter woman, like, is like, I'll carry it. And that's her entire character. She just carries this giant thing. giant weapon. Russian weapon. It's kind of funny.
Okie dokie.
I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right, but Zoe, please text me if I'm not.
Let's see. Omega gets a toy.
Yeah, that's what I was leading up to with the Serrano. She is told to keep an eye on him, so she goes and she's like, I'm keeping an eye on you. And then, like, he's like, here's a toy. She's like, what's a toy?
What's a toy? How does this help our mission? She's like, how do you equip this?
What do you shoot out of it?
Omega is such a video game character. I don't know how to equip.
Do I throw it really hard at someone?
Does this distract the guards?
Yeah, and then it's a kaleidoscope. Mm-hmm. What? A kaleidoscope? I'm not five. Shapes and colors.
She's like, that must be for little... Oh. good times. Okay, so they escape. Like, they get back to the ship and they're able to come back and pick him up. But for a minute, like, Tech is pinned down by all these clones?
Oh, well, yeah, because they go and get her. She escapes and to go in her little backpack, get gems, cursed gems. Mm-hmm. And then they go find her. Tech stays behind a little bit because he's, like, busted.
Because he's busted,
and then
Mickey.
Echo goes into the thing with her. I don't remember why, but he does. He goes inside.
Because she doesn't answer. He doesn't know if she's there or not.
Right. They don't have phones.
Ring me. Echo doesn't know how to use them. He's just like, Hunter, let's just have this conversation out in the open.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Should have known. Yeah, so then he goes inside of the already falling box. You know, like... maybe, like, 115, I don't know how much kids weigh, but, like, you know, a little tiny thing, it should be okay. It's dangerous, but, you know, it's fine. But then, like, I guess he's not muscular. He's, like, scrawny, but he's robot. Wow. He's metal.
He's metal.
He's heavy. Mm-hmm.
He's RoboCop, basically.
Like, y'all.
Yeah.
And then Tech comes to try to help him, and then he gets surrounded. He, like, 1v5'd, like, okay. A bunch of...
I
sincerely... Go.
No, that's what I was going to say. I was really scared for... I didn't know, because I was about to be... I've kind of been like, oh, like, Echo and Tech are almost the same. Like, they're both hacker kind of people.
Oh, wow. You're the worst.
No, but, like, just thinking about it in story terms, like, that's, like, the guy that can do that thing. And then I'm like, you have Echo now, and these two people that kind of do the same things, even though they don't. They have very different personalities, obviously, but I was like, is Tech gonna die?
I feel like Tech and Echo is like the physical, like, if they were a droid, he's the physical droid, and then Tech is just the mind of the droid.
Right, but, like, Tech can, like, build the, like, Echo can, like, hack into the things and access the things like an astromech, and Tech can, like, build and plan and, like, make the things.
Yeah. And be a good teacher, too.
Yeah. So they're not, like, Omega. Obviously they're, like, very, very different, but they serve similar roles in my very scared mind at the moment when Tech was pinned down by other people, and I was like, oh!
If they were in a video game, they would have the same-ish abilities.
Okay, fair.
But anyway, yeah, I was also really scared for Tech, because I like Tech. Tech is cool. Yeah. I think I've liked Tech since Bad Batch Season 1. Pretty sure we all were Tech fans. We were like, cool, he's cool. Cool.
I mean, I'm always been Hunter.
Well, yeah, but, like, we didn't hate him.
I don't know. We didn't hate any of the Bad Batch.
Crosshair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hated that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Day one hated that
we
one.
We hate that guy.
I just think it's worse because he's, like, a bad, like, you know, like, the whole, like, Wreck-It Ralph, like, thing where he's like, you're a bad guy. But that does not mean you are bad guy. No, this is, you are bad guy. Mm-hmm. Just bad guy. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really, he's not a bad guy.
Yes, he is bad guy.
Oh, I think it's like he has to do with his chip.
No, he took his chip out, remember?
He took his chip out.
Oh, remember? One. He's like, I removed that thing months ago.
That's why I said he's bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fine, never mind.
Oh, yeah, he's just like,
bad guy.
I forgot about that.
See, Anakin's a bad guy. But that does not mean Anakin Skywalker bad guy.
Yeah.
No, he's a bad guy.
No, he's not Anakin Skywalker bad.
He's just like weird, oh, petty, bad guy.
Anakin Skywalker is worse. Is the worst of them all. Dude, and not Darth Vader. Anakin Skywalker.
No, Anakin's.
He did murder children.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So fucking that does was. That.
I mean, that's Darth Vader, pretty much.
Do you guys remember when?
No, he's Anakin.
Why? Because he's not in the suit. He already decided what he was like. He turned to the dark side.
Don't care. That was Anakin.
No, that. Well, I mean, they're the same person.
So but. You're saying he turned dark side?
He turned dark side as soon as he thought he. No, as soon as he, like, decided that he the only way to save his wife was to turn to the dark side. So basically, right when Mace Windu was about to die, is when he went full dark side. So everything from after that is Darth Vader.
But this was before.
It just took him an hour and a half to get wrecked by Kenobi so that he had to wear a suit forever.
I guess.
But also, he beat Clovis half to death. That was pretty cool of him.
Yeah, but he didn't kill him.
But Clovis is bad guy.
My favorite thing about that, and I think about it sometimes, because I relate to it sometimes, like when I play games and like I run out of ammo. But like, because Clovis is like, fine, you can't beat you can't beat me like without your saber and your force. And Anakin's like, I got you. Don't worry.
This is like every like martial artist's like weird like little thing. Like, oh, a normal person just wants to throw down for no reason. Like, sir.
Yeah. Me and how I want to be in a video game when like we both run out of ammo. I'm like, it's time to start punching. Yeah.
It's the same thing with like Pre Vizsla versus Darth Maul. As soon as Pre Vizsla knocks Darth Maul's saber out of his hand, it's over for Pre Vizsla.
No, actually, it was a jetpack.
No, but remember, that was after that. Remember, then after when like
he's. I mean, to, like, he used Maul. All his tricks, but he was never gonna win that fight.
That's true.
I think it was the jetpack.
Yeah, at no point. No, like, Django.
Characters in video games are annoying.
Django died because of the jetpack.
No, he tried to use it, but then he died.
Exactly.
Django.
Yeah, Django. Yeah. Django's jetpack got messed up by the reek, and it's, like, sparking, and then Mace Windu came for him, and he's, like, shooting him, and then he was about to jetpack away, and you can see the jetpack fire and not go off, and then he gets his head cut off. So he, like, would have tried Windu's to get away. Guy. Mace Windu's a bad Jedi.
No, he's not a good guy.
All right, well, he's two episodes
the,
in.
He's the capitalistic form of a Jedi.
He's like the moderator.
No, he's the like, not capitalistic, political.
Political, that's the correct
form
word.
Of a Jedi.
Not making money, political. yes, so Tech survives. And then also, this was confusing to me, and I think it was because, so Wrecker, okay, hold on. I thought it was interesting. Because the clone trooper that is in charge of the thing is, like, you know, it's not a stormtrooper. Like, he, like, when his men clone die, yeah. Huh? No, he's not a stormtrooper. Like, okay. He's still a clone trooper.
Yeah, yeah.
By heart, in a way. Like, because his teammates die, and he's, like, you know, not comforting them because they're dead, but, like, he's, like, sorry, like, he's... mourning them, you know? Mm-hmm. But we never see a stormtrooper really do that. Unless it's, like, in a book where they have time to do that. But
Inferno Squad.
Yeah, I was gonna say. But also, they're different from stormtroopers. Yeah. You know? They can think for themselves.
So the guy comes back. Is it Admiral Rampart? The guy who, like, runs Warmantle. And it was, like, in season one, he's, like, doing all the stuff with, like, downsizing Kamino and, you know, training, having Crosshair train the other guys. So he's like, I see the report you submitted about these rogue clones that, like, match, like, Task Force 99. And he's like, that's right. But you must be mistaken. Task Force 99 is dead. Nope, this is them. Well, they have to be dead, or else Tarkin will be really upset, so you need to submit the correct report.
They are dead, nudge.
And then he's like, I will not submit a false report. And then he's like, well, then I will. Cha-cha, cha-cha.
And he shoots him.
And he falls really, really far. So like, you know that clone is dead. Because only Star Wars people can die when they fall really, really far. Never mind, Darth Maul lived.
I just think it's stupid. Because it's like...
Everyone can survive stab wounds now. That is kind of...
I just think it's stupid. Because he shoots him in, like, the open. Doesn't move his body. Nothing. And
his body fell.
No, it's on the floor.
No, it fell off the... They're like on top of whatever that place is.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because there's a long shot of the body going like, what?
No.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
I just watched it.
I don't think so. Because I just remember like us being like, oh, it's just a dead body on the floor now.
No. Like, that wasn't me.
That was you, and I thought, okay.
No, because we were like... Because you guys were like, oh, I guess they missed one. Like,
but he was at the bottom of the hill, at the bottom of the ravine or whatever.
Yeah, he fell off. They were like on this thing looking off on the edge, and then he turned around.
I feel like I would have remembered that, because then I would have been like, oh, okay, that gets rid of the
body. No, I remember just because the music was really cool, and the like, the like shot is so long, and there's no sound effects, that like, it's like.
I'm just going to say I'm wrong, but if I'm right, I'm right.
Okay.
But I'm going to say I'm wrong.
But you're not.
So that way people don't.
Oh, you are wrong. Sorry.
I said I was right.
Absolutely. Okay. Anyway. And that is the first two episodes of The Bad Batch season two.
You're right. You're wrong.
You're right.
Why did the Bad Batch shoot like to the side of them? They came in and like they took a vehicle and then they shot the side of the cliff before they picked up Omega and Tech and Echo.
I don't know.
I was very confused.
Were they shooting, like, kind of where troopers were?
No.
Nope?
Okay. The troopers were gone. They just shot the side.
Okay.
Of the cliff. I'm semi-sure now.
I don't know.
I
forgot that part.
Oh, but Omega drops all of her jewels. BTW.
No. And they were valuable because they were shiny. Earlier, she's like, how do you know we know what's valuable? And they're like, the stuff that's shiny.
Yeah.
So, season two, off to a good start. I'm excited to see our people back.
Would have been interesting if they found Kix, but, like, couldn't get him out.
No, they can't.
I know, but, like,
I guess they could.
If they couldn't get him out, and they were like...
That wouldn't be fun, though. Because then we'd just be waiting the whole rest of the season to be like, oh, wonder what's going to happen to Kix. And then...
Well, we wouldn't. People who didn't read the book.
Yeah, yeah. What? And then they would be, like, talking to us, and we'd be like, oh, if you want to know what happened to Kix, you need to pick up Tales from a Galaxy Far, Far Away Aliens. And read it.
I can't find that book anywhere. Like, besides, like, Amazon. Like, I tried to go to a Barnes & Noble, and I was like, do you have this book? You've had this book before, and they're
that was like 2015.
If it is not here, it does not exist.
It does not exist. Librarians at Amazon, you know them. All right, well.
Wow, Sam.
Here we go. Hey, I'm not... Oh, wait, Amazon. I'm not mad at Barnes & Noble. I just got, like, Art of High Republic 50% off. Yeah!
I got Junji Ito. 50% off, too.
I am super pleased. That's all. Hey, look forward to more Bad Batch episodes coming very, very, very soon. If you want to go back and look this month, we covered a lot of High Republic stuff. If you guys are diving into Phase 2 and stuff. So, yeah. And very, very soon we'll be playing video games because we have a PS5.
And I hate it.
Why would you take Phoebe's off the thing?
My mom was asking about Feedies. Feedies is a stuffed animal that I got years ago in Knott's Berry Farm, although she remembers it differently.
I don't like the PlayStation 5. Can somebody take it away?
No.
Yes, take it away.
Lost his ability to...
All right. Thank you all. Make sure you check us out. Give us 5-star reviews anywhere you can. Make sure you share, spread the podcast, and...
He watches.
And if you want to take this PlayStation 5 from our home, please do so, because I'm losing my husband and my entire family to
it. $9,000.
Hey, all right. Goodbye. Bye. Hey, podcast is over. Bye. Please disregard any comments made by last
week. We will spray paint the Rogue Rebel symbol on the screen.